from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast that's here to really try to put some kindness in your ears and warm some kindness in your heart. Maybe you could take your hand and hold it against your chest, or fold your hands, or wrap your blankets around you a little bit tighter, and take a breath and give some kindness to yourself. And maybe we could give some kindness out tomorrow. But for now, I'm here to help you rest and get some sleep. I'm your friend, your boyfriend. I'm here to help. And why am I telling you this? Because it's time for Sleep With Me, a podcast that's here to put you to sleep. Now, if you do fall asleep during the intro and you're a regular listener, if you're new, don't worry about any of this. But if you're a regular listener, if you could pay attention just for the next few minutes, or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com and check, because this is how we keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of making this show, 1,200 episodes, which is mind-blowing. And these are a couple listener favorites, episode 700 and 703, where we look back at, I guess, episodes 500 to 599 and 600 to 699. So first, this is like you'll be hearing these in over the next month, spread out about four episodes. And it's a look back, and we re-released episode 500, I think, which looked back between episodes 1 and 500. I know how I fit that into one episode. There's also a thank you episode that's in the free archives, ad-supported archives you could check out. So, yeah, this is pretty cool. If you want to see the show, gearing up, make the show for another 10 years, hopefully. I don't know if that's possible or not, but I'd love to have you join the show and be a part of helping us do that. Spread the word, support the show, just get in touch, use the connection contact page, or you fill out the survey at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and we're going to have a lot of exciting stuff. I don't know if you've ever checked out sleepwithmepodcast.com/QQ, that's for Question Corner. It has the common questions I ask, and you can post on the latest post and let me know your question, and I'll try to answer it there at sleepwithmepodcast.com/Question Corner. Thanks, everybody. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? How much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporters Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors like Misha. Now, not only did Misha support Helix Sleep at helixsleep.com/sleep, Misha's going back. It was 3 years ago Misha got a Helix Midnight Lux, but they're in a position in a need for another mattress. So they said, hey, by the way, I'm taking a quiz again. They didn't tell me the situation, but hey, like getting a second mattress at helixsleep.com/sleep. You know what? When you use our codes, that's how the sponsors know they're getting value from supporting the show. That's how we're able to be here for free. There's a lot of people. I love making the show, man. And there's so many people that aren't in a position to do the show. There's so much good. When you do something like Misha did, or you spread the word about the podcast, you support the show on Patreon, there's so many people that benefit from that action. You would not believe it. And you would not believe how grateful they are because they say, hey, I count on that podcast just like you, but I can't support it. Hey, it's here for me on a regular basis. Maybe I'll spread the word. I love Sleep With Me, and I need it to fall asleep, or I count on it to fall asleep, or it makes me feel less alone in the deep, dark night. So when you do something like Misha did, let me know about it so I can say thank you, not just for me and the team of people that work on this show, but for all those other people so you can really feel good about it, because you should, because we're so thankful, man. I could not be here without people like Misha, without Helix supporting the show. So thank you so much, Misha. If you support a sponsor, fill out the form, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and let me know about it. Let them know about it. Thank you, Misha. Next part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, you need extra resources, there's links in our show notes, including international resources. It's also about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action and learning more and then taking action. So there's links to resources where you could do that in our show notes. You know, we're supporting hygiene kits and the Amazon wish list and financial support for the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles. You can support the Trevor Project through Orlando Park Stop fundraisers link. Those are both in our show notes. So please take some action. You'll feel great about it because you'll be a part of these communities like we're all a part of. Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Lecture. Also edits episodes. Ashley Kennedy. Danny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the mystery bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, get your sleep phones, Sleep With Me branded sleep phones. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. SleepWithMePodcast.com/sleepphones. SleepWithMePodcast.com/sleepphones. Use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, changes in routine, travel, you know, work, play, whatever it is, I'm here to help. It could just be, you know, stuff, annoying outside noises, whatever it is. I really, truly, genuinely am here to help you. And now, this podcast, it doesn't work for everybody. If you're new, give it a few tries. But also, don't try to make too much sense of this. This intro is not going to make a whole lot of sense. It'll just barely make sense. That's kind of how the podcast works. But here's what I'm going to try to do, is try to create a safe place, as I said. I'm going to smooth it, I'm going to pat it, I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, which I think you could hear pretty clearly. Pointless meanders, rustified tangents, mishandled metaphors. I don't think there's been, in all the days of metaphors, there's never been someone who's mishandled those metaphors. Also mislabeled them, and even missing metaphors, metaphors you'll miss. But I'm also something like, if I sang ballads like Yacht Rock, you know what Yacht Rock is? I think I'd say sing like, if I was I don't know, it's Christopher Cross. Is he one of the people that sings those kind of ballads? I would sing a song about missing metaphors. Seriously, I would sing, I don't know if it'd be straight up love ballad. I think more of like power. Is that a power ballad? Maybe I should save these questions for a little while. Has anyone written a love song to a metaphor? I guess we'll know. Well, maybe we'll probe that in a minute. But if you're new, welcome. Let me tell you about the structure of the show, just so you have because that's what I just do. So the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going and free. And then there's an intro, which I just started. The intros are around 12 minutes or so. It's kind of like a monologue where I mishandle things. I mean, basically, my metaphors and everything else. Like normally, a normal intro, you could say, boom, this is the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'm going to do it. I got candles, I got sleep grease, I got incantations, I got, you know, whatever, I have sublime, you know, I don't have any of that, though. I have intuition, no superstition, and, you know, with the power of Titian, I'm putting you to sleep. That would be welcome to sleep pros or something. It'd be PROS. I think I try to use Sleepy Pros. I mean, as I just said, I put my pros to sleep even. We're a sleep, you know, sleep team. Shushings. And then it has some, you know, we got sympathetic vibrations. We got them. So that might be another podcast. This one, I try to take, I try to do that in 1 or 2 minutes. It takes me about 12. But what I found is during the intro, some people start to unwind. They listen as they go through the bedtime routine, or they get in bed and they start to wind down. Other people fall asleep during the intro. And some people skip the intro. They say, hey, I want to get to the bedtime story. So they know to jump ahead like 14 minutes or so. But the intro's really job is to try to establish some rapport, make you feel welcome, and that this is a safe place. It's a little bit different place, but it's safe. And that, yeah, I'm a bit of a, I'm a mishandler and a bit of a goofball to barely not put a smile on your face, but bring your face to a neutral position. Maybe your shoulders, they feel a little bit relaxed. Maybe your cushion, you know, maybe you get a little bit more snug in bed. So that's the intro. Then there's a story. Tonight will be kind of a retrospective of episodes 500 through 600 of the podcast, looking back to kind of celebrate passing episode 700. Yeah, so it'll be fun. It'll be like just a quick saying, oh, well, what was that episode? Because I just recorded it and I'm doing the intro now. I say, whoa, wait, this happened like 17 times. Huh, what was that episode about that I made? Interesting title. And then I say, well, interesting. I'm still not remembering it. So that's what it'll be. A bit of a bedtime story. If you're new, here's the other things to know. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour to keep you company, so you can fall asleep whenever you want. Also, no pressure to listen. This will be barely engaging, ideally just enough to take your mind off of stuff, but not interesting enough where you're like, well, I got to hear when Scooter forgets the title of his own, what his own podcast episode's about. I can't miss that. I'm sure the regular listeners would be hearty-har-harring right now, because they'd say, well, they kind of, you'll get used to that if you stick around in these parts. I also like to say Oshkosh B'gosh, though I haven't said in a while, so I was just throwing that out there. Oh boy, in the past 700 episodes, I probably said, oh boy, oh dear, oh boy. Yeah, I probably said, and huh, and I know, like, and stuff a few million times, but I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company, because I've been there. And I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep, and I want to help, because when I have trouble sleeping, it's not pleasant, and I think if I could help you take your mind off that, make you feel comfortable and validated, it sucks if you can't sleep, and I really would like to help. So let's see how it goes. I'm going to be here to keep you company. And who am I? What qualifies me to make a sleep podcast that puts people to sleep other than having trouble sleeping? What kind of person is making this podcast? Kind of person that would think about for the next three or four or five or two minutes, what would go into a love ballad, a power ballad, a yacht rock song, an 80s music number to metaphors? And, well, one, I mean, I'm sure there's poetry about people loving metaphors, you know, but has anyone written any love songs for metaphors? Like Angel is a Metaphor or something, you know, really catchy pop song. I guess I would say, cool, if you have an obscure song about metaphors, I'll check it out. You know, send it to my, I don't have any people, so send it to those people, send it to my people. I mean, I think it would be different than an ode. Here's the thing. Would a love song to metaphors contain metaphors, and would that be weird? Here's another question. If we did that, do metaphors get jealous? I mean, here's a broader question maybe we have not answered, is are metaphors sentient? My brain is, I think my brain's packing up and going somewhere. It's also palming its forehead. But I think those are fair questions. If you're not ready for that, brain, hold on, put that suitcase down. Where did you get that suitcase? I didn't realize there was a leather suitcase in my brain for my brain to pick up. what do you have in there? Like socks and underwear? I'll get back to the metaphors. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, brain, have a seat. Sit on that bed there. Also, I didn't realize my brain had its own twin bed. Yeah, here's something, brain, to think about. Can a metaphor be loved and feel loved is the biggest question. And you could use a tree falling in the woods. Yes, you could use a tree falling in the woods metaphor for that. You don't know exactly how it connect to it, but I'd say, can a metaphor be loved and be beloved? Yes. Can a metaphor feel love? Who are we to ask, I would say. And if I was witty, I would have a metaphor tucked right in there to whatever, but I don't. Let me just do a check-in because I'm getting some similes. How are you feeling about all this? Is this okay? Or are you feeling like a scorned something or other? Hardy har har. At least with similes, it's a little easier. No, I'm not pandering to you. What if we all, what if we, here, come on. I'll take a hand, one hand, I'll hold my hand with a simile. And my other hand, I'll hold a hand with a metaphor. And I'll say, you know what? Here's the truth. I can't write music. I can't write songs. Can't sing on this podcast. But I do, if I had the ability, if we could choose anyone, who would we choose to sing you both a song? Would it be Michael McDonald? Would it be somehow the person who sang the Top Gun song, who's now I'm forgetting? Would it be Neil Cicada? Christopher Cross? Who modern would we have sing to you? Would it be someone? Do you have? What about Zane? How do you feel about Zane? And not like, or someone else? Okay, well, we don't have to decide it. I was just imagining who we'd have sing you a song. Maybe Bette Midler. She doesn't sing power ballads. What about like the Eurythmics? I could see how okay, you're holding my hands a little bit tighter. Okay, maybe just Annie Lennox singing a song. I like it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it so much. Actually, was Sweet Dreams made of this? Was that a song? Was that a love song to metaphors? Because without you, metaphors and similes, of course. Because I'm referring, even when I accidentally say metaphors, I mean metaphors and similes. Oh boy, there's a knocking at one part. There's a bunch of narrative devices outside my brain's door. Oh, and all other narrative devices that Annie Lennox would sing to. Without you, dreams would not be possible, though dreams are already disagreeing with me. As I hold your hand, metaphor. Okay, let me just, I didn't realize there was so many people with that want a skin in this Annie Lennox song about, that was just supposed to be, no offense, simile. A love song to metaphors, which you could say is like a love song to similes. Not funny. Okay, go ahead. That's okay. I'll make it up to you, simile. Okay, please don't let any of those other narrative devices in there, because I don't even know. Is that an onomatopoeia? Okay. A metaphor, I'm back. So I think it's probably best if Annie Lennox just sings the song to you. Yeah, it would be beautiful. It would be loving and would express really my love and gratitude for you to help me. Because without the podcast, because here's how the podcast works. I don't think this would be for the Lenny Annex song. Also, sorry, metaphor. That's actually who I booked to sing the song, because I was looking at the price quotes and I said, oh, I could afford Lenny Annex to sing you a song. Like, look at songwriting by Lenny Annex. Those prices are, I can afford those prices. So it'll be a power ballad by Lenny Annex to metaphors. I forgot what the point I was going to make. Well, the podcast wouldn't exist without you, metaphors, especially because I try to take the whole intro and make a metaphor to explain to people, hey, this is a podcast you don't need to listen to. And by trying to make a metaphor, I show that I'm not qualified to make a metaphor, which may, maybe a metaphor within itself. Oh, it's an example. Okay, well, I don't have to click on the Selenianix. Oh, I'm telling you, what if that's like a secret name? What is that, a pseudonym for Annie Lennox, like her side gigs? She says, well, this is where I really write my juiciest material is as Lenny Annex. Well, you're not so sure. Well, do you feel loved? Because seriously, I love you, metaphor. Well, you know, okay, good. Can you feel it? Okay. We'll just rest here in my arms. Yeah, like a sloth in my arms. Beautiful. So, hey, sorry, I'm back, everybody. I'm holding a metaphor. I guess it's weird, but I'm holding a metaphor that looks like a sloth in my arms. Maybe it's a metaphor for all metaphors. And in some way, I'm holding it and holding it close and rocking it. Is it asleep? Because I was going to say it's a bit of proxy for you that I hope I can keep you here close and rested. And where you say, okay, this feels pretty good. This feels like Annie Lennox just wrote a song for me to say I'm loved, to say I'm respected, to say I deserve a good night's sleep. So I appreciate you coming by. If this is your first few times here, give it a few tries. This podcast's a bit different. Doesn't work for everybody, but it's harmless. So give it a shot and see how it goes, or a couple shots. But I'm glad you're here, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show a-going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, hey everybody, it's Scoots here, and it's going to be a kind of Tuesday meandering style episode. I don't know where this is going to go. But this is an episode to sleepily celebrate 700 episodes. And I don't know if this will come out on episode 700 or when it'll come out. It's August 2nd when I'm recording this. And usually I record a little bit further out, but it looks like we'll hit that number in the next few weeks. So I said, let's get a 700 episode out and we'll take a meandering retrospective. I think the last time we did this was episode 500, though it may have been episode 600, but I think 600, we were just chugging along and we went from 500 to 700, but I'm not exactly sure about that. Yeah, but up front, I just want to thank you for, if you're asleep, that's great. I'm here. Let me tuck in a little bit and just enjoy your sleepy breathing there. But if you're a regular listener and you're listening to this during the day or you're still up, thank you so much for just listening to the show. If you listen to the show and you've given it a shot, I really, really appreciate your time. And you taking the leap of faith or just a need to give the show, you know, to say, let me listen to this and then to stick with it because the podcast is a bit different and say, oh, this does help put me to sleep or soothe me or for those of you to keep you company in the deep, dark night or those of you that do daytime listening for cooling out or just relaxation or background noise. Thank you. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your commitment to me. Those of you that have gone beyond listening and interacted with me, shared your stories with me, supported me with your words. And and the huge thing is just sharing the show by word of mouth. I'm really grateful for that. The show has grown because of you, and you probably helped someone else fall asleep, and you've helped me keep going, and you've really validated the hard work I pour into the show by telling me the impact you have on the show or sharing the show or just being kind. The kindnesses and encouragement are such a powerful things, especially that encouragement, and I've learned so much, so I want to thank you for that. So those of you that have interacted with me or just spread the word about the show silently, I know you're out there, you don't have to let me know. I'm still grateful and thank you. So thank you for that. And then I want to thank all of you that have supported the show financially. Those of you that have purchased things from sponsors, supported the show on a one-time thing. And particularly in those of you that support the show on a regular, ongoing, monthly basis, the show would, I say this, but it's true, it wouldn't exist without you. I'm so grateful because my ability to make the show comes from you and to sustain the show. And that you've taken that step and saying, well, I get something out of this, let me support it. Not only does it mean a lot to me, it really means the existence of the podcast. Sleep with me in its current state over the past 3 years now, I think it would have stopped. Without the people supporting the show on a regular basis, and those who support the sponsors are a huge help too. And Sleep Phones is a little bit different, but a commission thing, but it still is a big help. That's what keeps the show and it covered. So thank you for taking that big, rare action step of validating that the podcast has concrete value to you. And I hope you do feel really special and good about it because you should. And when you're taking that step, there is no small step because it is the percentage of you that do that are giants in my book. So thank you for that. And everyone, again, to circle back, though, thank you for this opportunity. I've learned so much and I've heard so many stories and I've been able to be of service and take something that I enjoy doing and to help people that are in a situation that I really can relate to. And I really stress that on a show. It's like, you deserve a good night's sleep, and this is a way I think I can help by distracting you with stories. And so you're really giving me an opportunity to really explore things. So what I propose to do is just, I'm going to just go into Radio Public because they have a nice way of listing the show all in a row. And then I'm going to just run, I'm going to scroll back. I'm going to pause it here. I'll go back to episode 501, just like the Blue Jeans, and we'll start there. Okay, so looking back here and looking at the 499, 500, 501, and 502 episodes, and that is a good place to check out if you're new. 499 was the first episode of season two of Superdoll, and that was a pretty creative high point. Then 500 is a TNG episode. That was fun. 501 is a very, very personal episode, so if you want to know more about me and my journey, that's probably a good episode to check out. And then 502 is our lulling retrospective of the first 500 episodes, which maybe I'll run that for Labor Day instead of the, maybe, I don't know. I guess I'll have to look at when we're going to hit episode 500 or 600-700. So that starts with our review here. So episode 503 was Family. The Picard edition. I broke the Star Trek The Next Generation episode into, it was such a dense episode about family, about Picard's family and Worf's family, that I did, that I broke it into two episodes. Then Phil Fushigi, Riven Teen, was a kind of a tribute episode I did for my brother and me, just because I love those guys and I love that podcast. And they really are as wonderful people and as funny as they sound like on the show, those three brothers, those goofs. So that was a fun episode to do, because that was a 2017, I think was, I think it was Justin wanted to be the Riven Teen, 20 Riven Teen. But I can't remember what they ended up, and I don't know. How did I end up? I think they were talking about Fushigi balls. So that was that. Then Project Platypus was another Superdoll Stories. And Superdoll Stories was the first half of the season was like a look back at kind of the origin stories of some of the Superdoll characters, and which was a team of superheroes just sitting around. That was the initial season one early on in the history of the podcast. A team of superheroes sitting around waiting to something. Then there's an ad for Tripod, which was a March 2017, a kind of way to try to get more people to listen to podcasts. Then we had Worf's Family Edition for episode 506. Episode 507 was a crossover tribute to Rob Has a Podcast, my actually the only podcast I listen to about TV, reality TV, about TV show Survivor. And again, Rob, just like the person, he's just a really great guy and a really, really enjoyable podcast. And again, another podcast similar to my brother and me, Night Vale. A lot of other podcasts I love is like the podcast done well can be about whatever you want it to be, but can actually serve people that mainstream. Something they can go really deep. I think John Green said that once on a panel I happened to, was lucky enough to be on him with. It can go deep instead of wide, and I think Rob's particularly good at that. Then we had The Siren and the Professor, another Superdoll story. I don't know whose story that was. The Siren and the Professor. Well, I think that was, I don't know, been a while. Then The Inner Light was one of the biggest and most beloved Star Trek The Next Generation episodes. And Lauren from Criminal Podcast recommended that one to me, along with a lot of other people. So it was a real fun episode to do. Then 510 was Lorna Dunes, which is weird because I just performed this as a live show, like a live version of it. That was a trending Carole King episode. I don't think it was the first one, but it was you know, an on and off thing we do. So that was Lorna Dunes. Then Goldbug was another Superdoll story. Not sure, again, what I guess it's been a while since I've recorded those ones. Then a Sleep with TNG episode, Hide and Q. I always love the episodes with Q. John Delancey's brilliant. So that was cool. Then 513 Under the Orlando Eye. That was like an on-location episode from the Orlando Eye, a big Ferris wheel in Orlando on a kind of rainy, misty day. And I was on that with my brother and my mom. And that was really fun. And it was fun to be able to get permission to do that. I was like, holy cow, I'm really lucky. Then 514, we had a Boastmaster, which is another Superdoll story. I have a feeling that was whoever the rival was, Boastmaster. Then 515, Data's Day, another really fun episode. I think there's even a comic about Data's Day. 516 was Gaga and the Nightbirds, which was my fictionalized version of Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime performance. So that was cool. Then we had Goonies Week, which was something we really, I don't know if we've done anything like that again, but we had three Goonies-themed episodes in a row. Good Enough to Save Earth, that was a Superdoll story. I think with like a Goonies undertones. Then we had My Tales of the Tape and My Memories of Goonies the movie, trying to remember the plot, which I think not all long after that, I went to the movie theater and saw it, like a double feature. And then we did a live unboxing of the Goonies game, which came in like one of the DVD editions somebody gave me as a gift. Then we did, so this must have been a break from TNG, a little short little break. Then we did Quit Running, another Superdoll story. Then A View to a Kitten, a tale of a tape of about a James Bond movie that I liked. Then another like an on-location episode from Sea Life Orlando. Faux Cousteau visits Sea Life Orlando. I like that rhyme, Scoots. And so that was a fun little episode that we did in a cool aquarium, which gave me a lot of material. Then in Soft Scripted Heroes, another Superdoll Stories episode. And then Back to the Future Tale of the Tape, which I definitely didn't remember Back to the Future at all correctly. Then 525 was Spruce Museum, another really personal fantasy, but also personal episode. Another kind of creative strong point for the show, which was based on, like, I like to make, sometimes when I'd play fantasy play outside at my yard, I guess particularly after I'd been to a museum, I'd make my own museums out in the yard for fun. So it's kind of based on that type of play you do as a kid or as an adult, or not, people get to do it as jobs, which is amazing. Then we did a review of Superdoll. I wanted to do it in a sauna, but I ended up having to do it in a hotel room where I was waiting for a sauna to warm up. But I definitely did this from a hotel room. I can picture the hotel room. And with Superdoll, I think I probably talked about this in the review. That's episode 526. Is like, it was a harder series to do because there were so many characters that I said, the first half of the season we did their backstories, so it was concentrating on one character. But that was an early series, and I said, I don't know how well this translates to the sleep podcast with that many characters. But I did find it an enjoyable season, especially with their backstories. It was just when we got to the present day, that was a little bit harder because I said, well, I don't know. It's just hard to switch from all these different perspectives. It must have been halfway through the season, though. Because I see some more Superdolls coming up here. Maybe that was the season one review. I don't know. That's interesting. Then 527, A Matter of Time, another good Star Trek Next Generation episode. 528 was Ray, beloved character, my neighbor, visiting the Universal Studios tour. 529 was Hydrox, Enneagrams, and Dumplings. That was another Superdoll review, I think. because it's talking about the Enneagram, which I used a lot, or Enneagram, Enneagram. Huh, that's interesting, because there's 3 reviews of Superdoll. Maybe that was the Superdoll season. Then Cause and Effect, which was TNG episode. Then Water Table, Florida Water Table from Podfest, or about Podfest, which is a podcast conference in Florida, in Orlando, that I'd gone to in February. And really, Chris K. and Katie K. And I got to meet some wonderful people, Jessica and Diane, and make a lot of good friends, Jonathan, Shell, so many people, so many great people. It was just a cool, conference. It was really outside of my comfort zone, and everybody made me feel welcome there. So I did an episode like based on the business cards I got while I was there. Then 532, Control Over Your Soup. That's another Superdoll review. So maybe I did like a real, I think I was reading right through the notes. So it's a really dense, maybe a review. Then we did the Perfect Mate, which was a Sleep With TNG episode. That was a really good one. It was one of my favorite episodes, because Picard, but really good, really, really great episode. Check it out if you haven't already. It's the episode of TNG, not my episode about it. Then we had a walking, imaginary walking tour of the La Brea Tar Pits, which I had recorded right after I'd been there in a closet in an Airbnb. Then in Endless Introduction, I don't think this is our first Endless Introduction. It may have been like intro after intro after intro after intro. And those have turned out to be pretty popular. I do it when during holidays, and then I think $10 and our patrons get 2 all intro episodes a month. So really cool. But I know a lot of people are big fans of the intro. Then 536, Measure of a Man. That's from Sleep With TNG. That's a really classic data-based episode. Salad in Real Time. That was a real-time recipe episode about making salads. And then this was a new series, Big Farm in the Sky, Private Eye. This is a series I really, really enjoyed making, about someone that went to the big farm in the sky and became a private eye when they got there. And he got help from someone back, not in the big farm in the sky, his niece and her best friend. And the niece and the best friend were kind of tribute to George and Karen from MFM podcast, who have always been big supporters of Sleep With Me. Then 539, we did The Game, another fun episode because it has some action in Risa from Star Trek The Next Generation. Then an On Location episode, Dusk, featuring Slurp and DJ Echo Bass. And that was a fun one. I don't know when I recorded that, maybe in February 2017. But that was a cool episode. Yeah, because I think I was there twice in February, in 2017 in February. And it was a fun episode to make. And we don't release publicly On Location episodes anymore with the ambient noise. But they are, like, if you ever look at our Patreon goals, they do get released based on how many patrons we hit and stuff. Case of the Missing Moose from Big Farm PI. That was a good, fun episode. That was his second case. And then another Q episode, Deja Q, with Sleep With TNG. Good classic, I would say. Then episode 453, Daydream to Believe In. I don't know what this episode is. I think it must be a Trending Tuesday style episode. Is that? Oh, no. Okay. Now I'm starting to remember. I think this is the one where I'm thinking, yeah, it's like based on my walk to work. Like I was daydreaming. Yeah. And I ran it like where my walk to work, where I get fully immersed in the daydream. Then 544 was Yellow Snow Mystery. which was a big farm in the sky PI episode. And that was a really enjoyable one. I really had a lot of fun with the big farm in the sky PI episodes. I'm sure it'll come back at some point soon, though I don't have a date on that. That one was just taking these ideas of like, what would a mystery be if it was a sleepy bedtime story? And it occurred, after someone made their way to the big farm in the sky. Then we have the Offspring, another data-centric Star Trek The Next Generation episode, another really heartfelt one. Bored Chromeless, Trending Tuesday-style episode. I don't know what this one's about. As we hear some history about Solans, so I don't know what happens in that episode. I mean, I'm just guessing that it was like one of those seminar episodes where you would rent the podcast out to the boredom seminar people. Then another one, Missing Music Box, Big Farm PI, where they're looking for a music box, and that was a two-parter. Because the niece based in Georgia missing her music box. And it was like, is the music box in this world, the Earth world, or the big farm world? The next phase, I'm trying to think what the next phase was, Sleep with TNG. And I can't think of it. It sounds like it, was that one I think it was the one with Geordi and, let me see if I could open it in a new tab here. I think it was with Geordi and Roe, Ensign Roe. They get phased out and then phased back in. At 5:49, Bernie the Butterfly came by the podcast to talk about 5 seconds of summer swag. And I can remember being in my car and parking at work and maybe listening to the first cut of this trying to figure out trying to look up swag about 5 seconds of summer. But Bernie the Butterfly is like a grouchy butterfly that comes by sometimes. And he really loves 5 seconds of summer. Yeah, 5:50 was Sleepy Seahorse Cove, which was, again, the conclusion of the Missing Music Box. Or maybe it's DK's Missing Music Box. I actually don't know whose music box was missing. But we're coming up on my favorite episode of Big Farm PI. 5:51, Imaginary Friend. Wow, that was June 18th, 2017. Doesn't feel that long ago. But man, yeah, we've been through a lot since June 20. That was a fun episode about an imaginary friend. Star Trek, this is TNG. Then 5:52 was Slowly Flying Through the Fearless Flyer, where we read through a Fearless Flyer, I guess it's probably for spring or winter of 2017. We don't do those anymore except on Patreon, just because... it's a free advertising for somebody. Yeah, and they figured, but those are really fun episodes. And you could check our goals out and see. Now, this was one of my favorites. 5:53, The Dog That Chased the Moon. It was a dog that just was at the big farm in the sky, but just kept trying to chase the moon. And that was the mystery was... I don't know what the mystery was, why or how to stop. I think the mystery was, can you get this dog to stop chasing the moon? And maybe part, always part of it is, why is the dog chasing the moon? And then it was like, can we get the dog to the moon? And I think it all, of course, got resolved and tied up in a bow. It's funny looking at all the episode lengths because everything is like over an hour. Which is like, I think, the sweet spot, 1 hour and 1 minute or like somewhere in there. Though we can't always hit that. Then Rascals, that was a fun TNG episode. Blue Light Special, that was a look back and another adventure with my good friend Morley Safer, who occasionally we had adventures with. This is a, you know, look back at an adventure with Morley, who, you know, is in the big, reporting from the big farm now. And it had to do with missing, I guess it was another mystery, but not a, a big farm mystery. It's like the blue lights from Kmart. We were investigating that, missing blue lights from Kmart. Then another big farm, waiting for Steve Jobs, which was a fun episode too. It was like about, for people that are fans of iOS Apple products, there was like different places in the big farm for them to live, you know, depending on what iteration, you know, were they like the, Candy Mac people, the more, a gleaming white Mac or more of the chrome, whatever metal type silver, you know, space gray. I don't know if we had a space gray back then, but that was cool, fun episode to do. Then we did Elementary Dear Data, which was another, that's a fun episode. Then for the 4th of July, we had an intro, all intro episodes, just like this year. And for July 6th, so I could take a little time off, was another intro episode, because it's like, other than Thanksgiving and the holidays, New Year and Christmas holidays, is the slowest time of the year for listening, but I still want to have stuff out, you know, for everybody. Then we did the TNG episode Tapestry, which I think is another... I guess I get that and Perfect Mate mixed up. When I think about Tapestry, I think about Perfect Mate, and then I think about the perfect mate for my ears, which is Carole King. Well, let's see what that is about. Oh, Jean-Luc, oh, this is when he goes back to his childhood, or to his time at the Academy. So that was a decent episode. I guess the Tapestry of our lives. Then 561 was the conclusion of the Blue Light Adventure with Morley, Distilled Blue Light Blues, which was a good, you know, so solve a case with mystery. Then was 562, Curse of the Cursing Notebooks. That was a Big Farm in the Sky adventure that had some personal connections to notebooks and kind of attempt at a personal healing journey. So I liked that one. Then 563 was a Game of Thrones season 6 recap. I think like getting ready for the kickoff of Game of Thrones. So I think what happened with that one was that was a new episode that I actually ran through Game of Thrones. Let me just see, though. Let me take a look. I don't know if it was a repeat or a new episode. Oh, yeah. And that had a very popular, the Glee Duster is the intro for that one. That's a very popular intro. 564, Sands Day at the Beach. That was a Trending Tuesday episode. And the that was a memorable one. It was just a picture of people getting ready to go, like a uncle and his nieces and nephews getting ready to spend the day at the beach from a view of a grain of sand. So that was a fun one to make. Then Callie and the Clones, that was a Big Farm episode, which was a really enjoyable episode that I kind of barely remember. Then we kicked off season 7 of GOT. And with Dragonstone, I think I recorded that on on the road. I mean, I remember watching the episode twice on the road, and I was excited for that season to kick off. I mean, you know, we're waiting for the next one. I think it comes out next year. Then we had My Life with HBO, which was a look back at like HBO's impact on me. And me looking through TV guides from that period to see what was on HBO that I might have watched as a kid. This was another big, good, big, big farm episode. The Case of the Outshining Crown, which is, you know, who's going to be wear the brightest crowns and think about that. And really kind of a journey starting with the big farm into like these more... archetypal childlike ideas, like maybe not based on anything, But based on these childhood concepts of like, oh, well, once there was a king who wanted to wear the brightest crown, or once there was a queen that wanted the shiniest crown. Then there was Stormborn. That was another GOT episode. Then another On Location episode, Lake Ontario, Can I Call You Terry? And I can remember this night, like I was literally lying in a beach chair on this rocky beach of Lake Ontario at night. It was very, very windy and very, very wavy, way more than comes across in the recording. I don't know how, like I remember recording it, and it was like an ode to Lake Ontario, that my favorite, the greatest of the Great Lakes and of lakes, period, no offense, other lakes. It was really a love song, and I was like, is this even going to be, when I was recording it, I was really all in to these odes to Terry. And I was like, is this going to be a usable recording? And it did work out. Like, it was usable. Looks like we have two episodes 570s in here, so I'll have to fix that. But 570 is a Rumble Tummy Bird, another Big Farm episode, a fun one. 572, The Queen's Justice. This is a good Khaleesi episode. Then an episode, I don't know what it is, Bus Rides with Scooter. I remember one bus ride episode from a while ago, but that's not this one. So let's see what I wrote in the thing. Also says as the wheels in the bus go round and round. So I actually don't know what that episode is about at all. I mean, because maybe I talked about the 51A. I don't know if I talked about other bus rides I'd been on, because it says Bus Rides with Scooter. Because I know I had an original series I was thinking about doing, Tales from the 51A. But then I thought, people don't want to go on the bus to end up on a sleep podcast, so let's keep any bus things personalized or imaginary. Then I think of really closed open books, which is a book, like a mystery about a book or books, Big Farm PI. And it was the final episode, and one I enjoyed making very much. Then The Spoils of War, which is another Game of Thrones episode. Post-Khaleesi, Jamie's in that one. I think that was one with, Jamie. That was a good cliffhanger between The Queen's Justice and The Spoils of War. Then 576 was a crossover I did with a Meditation Minis podcast, Shell, which was the idea of a chair there to comfort you, whether you're flying or you're going to have your teeth looked at, that a chair will be there to keep you company. 577 was a review, a lulling overview of Big Farm PI. 578 was Eastwatch, a Game of Drones episode, Game of Thrones drones. That was a I'm trying to remember that episode. Eastwatch by the Sea, they call it. Then there was Desert Island Serial, which was where I had an adventure with Boo Berry, Count Chocula, and Frankenberry. Though I think, yeah, even in that one, I quibbled. How come the other two are, you know, are those two related, Boo Berry and Frankenberry? And I know that at least around Halloween, that serial gets re-released now, that someone bought the rights to it. So keep an eye out for it. I don't think I've bought it, but, you know, I'd like to. And I probably should get some shirts with those characters on there. Then we had a big one, big return for a lot of the hardcore fans of the show. Was a return of Agatha and After the Glass Slipper. And this was our first season 3 of anything, I think. I'm pretty sure this is our first season 3. And really a show I worked very, very hard on, a series I really delved into. With the lessons I had learned from the last two, were these serial series, even if you never hear them, I think what puts you to sleep for some people, I mean, I believe all the podcast episodes, it's like the work that goes into it is what really results in people being able to sleep. But those ones I really dived into, like, fairy tales and myths and stuff to give it some support. Each story, and it was based on Agatha and I think her co-teacher, who may have been Penelope. I can't remember who her co-teacher was. But they were teaching the children of this new kingdom they lived in, who some had a background from the fairy world, and some had a background from the human world, and they were trying to create a class about respecting the myths of the fairy people, because everything, and Cinderella is still a great leader, but because the fairy, their kingdom had been lost. 581, great episode of Game of Thrones, the show Thrones, Beyond the Wall. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Tale of the Tape. I really had a hard time remembering the plot of this, and it was one of the tougher tales of the tape. I said, how does my brain not remember Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Then we had Clam King and the Seasons, which is a tale of Clam King and Manella, which someone pointed out recently. They were listening and said, is this about Persephone? And I said, yeah, it's pretty much based on the tale of Persephone. I think that's who it's based on. I'd have to look at my notes. Then we had 584, The Wolf and the Dragon. That's when the Khaleesi and Jon Snow... I guess that's when they finally connect, and Tyrion's just standing out there, which was interesting. And that was the end of that season, which was saying, man, I can't believe that season came to a close. But I guess it was like a kind of two-part that'll close with the last few episodes of Game of Thrones. Then we got to walk around Disneyland with my neighbor Ray, which is always a joy. 586 was Daymog and Jalid, which was kind of like a meta. It was like about the first Star Trek: The Next Generation episode we did, which was about I'd have to think. I can't remember the words they used, and then about. Beowulf and anyway, just like a lot of myth on top of myth on top of myth. Then we had Game of Thrones season 7 recap. And if you don't listen to Game of Thrones episodes, I strongly suggest checking them out. They're a lot longer, and they have the coverage of the episode, then the coverage of the facts of the episode. Then they have Tommen and Pounce, and then they have prayers to the old gods and the new. So really, really long and, different episodes than we make, labor intensive for sure. 588 was Kayak Cruise. It might have been our last on location episode, though. We'll find out. Maybe there were some one or two others. I think maybe there's one or two others, but that was a episode I recorded in a kayak. And again, it's just like the on-location episodes are a bit labor-intensive to support just for the free podcast. Those are fun ones, and that was a fun one. I was in a kayak looking for great blue herons. 589, Girl Without Birdsong. So that was an After the Glass Slipper episode. One of my episode, when I look back at it, I can remember making this and writing it. And the myths behind it and stuff. So powerful episode for me, just making it and thinking about it. Captain's Holiday, that was a fun Game of Star Trek episode. So TNG was back. And that was Picard's trip to Risa, which everybody was happy about. They said, finally, Captain, you're going to relax here. And he said, what do you mean? Okay, then 591 was another kind of tribute crossover episode, Things I Might Have Wrote as a Kid. And that was based on a podcast, Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids, and a live show. So just another podcast for you to check out. Then Mother of All Alchemy, which is after the Glass Slipper episode. Again, kind of probing at some myths. Then we jump to TNG, The Naked Now, which was, I think, the second. Like, there was the first two episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation Season 1 was a two-parter, or else just a really long episode, Encounter at Farpoint. And I think Naked Now is either the second or the third episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. It's pretty out there. So it was just wild that it was like that early on. Really out there, fun episode to check out. Okay, here's some back-to-back ones. This is one's called On Summer's Horseback. This is when it was not on location, but it was afterwards recounting a horseback ride I did. It's a really popular episode. I hear from a lot of people about it. And it's because I think because it's true. Like, I think the reason people like it is because I was riding a horse. Wasn't particularly my forte or within my wheelhouse. They said, okay, my daughter wants to go for a horse ride. Well, let's go. But then, so then what I did to pass the time was talk to my horse, whose name was Summer. And I whispered to her, and I sang to her, and I negotiated with her. Like I said, let's get through this summer together. And don't be sympathetic to my vibrations. Please, Summer, please. And I think that's something a lot of listeners have a relationship with. 594 was, again, another After the Glass Slipper Magic Frog song. Just inspired by a really cool myth, I think a Grimm's tale, and I was able to kind of reimagine in a way, or pretty big way, change it around, and say, okay, well, if this was so, I don't know. Again, I just really, I can picture the journey that the story goes on and almost experience myself. And that doesn't always happen, but I think that's an important part of the show, is that it can give you a physical and visceral journey. And I could take it. I could see cobblestones and being outside of buildings, this frog. Then Cupid, another fun episode for TNG. Then another experimental episode, Trending Transcript Tuesdays, with a machine transcript of a Lady Witchbeard episode. And that was just an experiment, pretty bizarre. I don't know what else to say. I think it went okay. And then Dueling Butterflies was After the Glass Slipper episode. I don't know what that one was about. Let me look it up, actually. I have no clue. It's weird how some of them come back to me instantly. But it's like each of these episodes represents like about 20 hours of my work. So that's like between where we are today and now, that's like 100 times 20. So 2,000 hours of work since I made that episode. And it's just the episode work, not putting the podcast, everything out. Let's see what it says about that. Don't worry, Hamilton fans. No burrs will be harmed in this podcast. Only lulls will be cast by caring siblings for you to sleep to. So it doesn't really give us a lot of details about what happened in that episode. Dueling Butterflies. So it would have been butterflies trying to top one another. I'm trying to think of like what myth or what, After the Glass Slipper, Dueling Butterflies. Usually I remember all of these. Well, no, clearly not all of them, but I really can't. I mean, I can picture beautiful butterfly wings flapping and relaxing us, and, unwinding us. And I'm sure Bernie was mentioned in it, but, Dueling Butterflies. I guess when I get off, I'll have to check it. But I'm sure it was like a tale based on either a myth or a fairy tale. I'm just trying to buy some time to see if my brain remembers it. Plus, well, we'll just stop here. So what I'll do is I'm going to look up the notes for that. 598, Dueling Butterflies. Let's see, because the next episode was 599 The Chase, which is a Star Trek The Next Generation episode. Pretty close to the end of our Star Trek coverage. The reason we haven't gone back, we will be doing some Star Trek coverage either soon or concurrent with this episode when it comes out. But the reason is it didn't realize how, like, some people just, a large percentage of listeners just won't listen to the Star Trek episodes. And I know it's some people's favorites, so I've tried to find some balance, which is to do just a few episodes. That way people are getting the episodes, but it's not a... Let's see. So I'm messing around. Am I trying to find a folder with the notes here? What did I say? Dueling butterflies. I wonder if my notebook is here. And that's what I'll bring you to sleep. And then what I'll do is, and I think this would take an hour. So I guess we'll do another recap of 600 to the current thing. Let's see here, though. Show notes. After the Glass Slipper Season 3. I see it'd be Nella, Shelley Part 2, Statue, 12 Children, Daymog, Frogs, Bezel, Syllabi. Maybe this episode never existed because I don't see, I don't know, this one is mislabeled. Well, this one was based on an episode of Weird Science. I don't know which episode this was. This is Alchemy. So that's Mother of All Alchemy. Statue Love, 12 Children. I wonder what this one was. Maybe this was the Dueling Butterflies. Oh, I think this was. So it was based on the 12 children. One sister. I think this is it. About that they all get a... King Regent, six sons, six daughters, fairy godmother to help watch over the children, 12 children play together. Meanwhile, the queen has her own, so that was with his first family. And then his current queen has a boy and a girl. And they go, all the kids are living in one tower by themselves. The brother and sister find them and say, hey, all these kids are playing in a playroom in a tower in our castle. And then they get sent off and I think they get changed into butterflies and then they return. I kind of remember this. At the end, the girl rules forever. All the children have a moth birthmark on them. Prince Regent wants more children. This is still kind of in the notes. Queen relents. This is okay. King makes a page playroom. Sends the children out. 12 strands of ivy. So a little bit, that's a little bit about it. Basically a tale of... the children turning to butterflies, helping their sister by carrying her, and then turning back into her siblings. So I hope as you did now, picture a flight of beautiful butterflies, and they're gently rocking your bed, if they're cool with that, and maybe they're carrying you into the clouds, or maybe you're nice and snug in your bed on the ground. Or maybe the butterflies are just outside gently flapping their wings with a beautiful, restful sound as you get more comfortable and drift off. Good night. I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show on iTunes recently. The MMLYW from the UK says, thank you. Never made it to the end of one of the podcasts. Someone with a lot of American flags said they really don't like the podcast. And then LJ27 from the UK said, new fandoms. I love that you're helping us. I'm 16, not much into Game of Thrones, but a good place in Doctor Who I'm into. And they also had a couple other ideas. So thanks, LJ. Happy to help. Sad P said they like the podcast, but they listen on YouTube. And they were just writing a review to be helpful. They left a 5-star review, but they didn't seem happy about it. Sorry about that. It does help the show, though. Photogirl82 says, OMG. I thought I got to the point where I'd knowingly smile and fall asleep when I crack you up, but the intro with the gymnastics tomes and gnomes had me stifling my crackles. I think my family will have to subscribe. 3 of the 4 of them already do. Thanks for helping me in isolating, you know, dealing with the deep, dark night. Look forward to going to bed now because I can't wait to hang with my boyfriend. Humbly, I thank you. Thank you, Photo Girl. This one had a lot of bad words in it, and it was a 1-star review, even in the, so that was, gotta skip that. Handy Hand is having trouble subscribing, but I think they still like the show. If you have trouble subscribing, just try unsubscribing and searching your podcast app for Sleep With Me. Because sometimes there's, like, people that are spoofing the podcast or borrowing our feed, so that's it. Jaguar 1313 says, effective and strangely delightful. Skeptical first, but now I wish I started listening sooner. Sounds like my junior high math school teacher never fails to put me to sleep. I've been using a podcast almost every night for a month. I have no idea how it works, but thanks for silencing my racing thoughts. Marianne says, give it a shot. Podcast has preserved my sleeping, comforting to have someone to talk to. Sleep very welcoming, good enough to hold your attention while letting your mind wander off. I fall asleep on the first try. And also can say the podcast has really been a big help. Thank you and everyone who pays to keep the podcast going during grad school. So they really count on the other patrons. And that's from Marianne. Thanks, Marianne. I think that's all the reviews right now. The next one I think I already read, which was Not the Sandman. That's from Still Awake in Canada. And they weren't happy. Then we had AAVVVAA4321. Maybe not. Answer to my nighttime things. Podcast is a great option to lull me off. Sometimes I listen to other podcasts, but it's worried about missing the content. This one, not worried. It's amazing. It's brilliant. I'm usually out while the host is still slogging through the intro. Oh yeah, I haven't read this one because I like that. Slogging through the intro is a good description they can use in the future. Thank you. This is another person that was unhappy. It doesn't suit me. They suggest listening to other podcasts. I read this one because the monologue just drags on about inane topics. Exactly. That's from Super Duper in Canada. Then Allie and Bailey and Allie and Kylie, that one I read from Sweden, they like the podcast. So thanks everyone who's writing those in the day when you're in a good mood. You could review the show if you wish, and if it's convenient to you, but it is a help, especially with this seeming strange influx of energy that is the reverse. So if you have a chance to go to sleep, go to Apple Podcasts, review the show, but thanks. Thank you so much for everybody for listening and being here. I hope you're tucked in bed as I tuck you in one last time. I want to thank all the patrons who support the show on a monthly basis. I want to remind you that Sleep With Me is part of Night Vale Presents. You can find all the other great shows at nightvalepresents.com. We're also backed by PRX, and you can find everything about all the shows PRX works with at prx.org. And also remind you, kiss your shoulders when you need it. Your shoulders may need a kiss. Maybe it's a peck. Give it a peck, though, or a smooch. They like either one. Or just, you can kiss with your chin, your shoulders. I mean, maybe not other people, but here, listen. I just kissed my shoulders with my chin. It's like a kiss, a chin kiss. And I hope this is a chin kiss for your ears. Good night. All right, but this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support@supercast.com. And good night.